Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 21, 2024. The Golden Reserve of Israel. Comment: I have a friend. He is 40 years younger than me, but is a very close friend of mine. He is currently fighting in Gaza. He is a paratrooper. From time to time he listens to our broadcasts. He left me a message on WhatsApp and asked me to ask you a question. Generally, his feeling is close to the feeling of all those who are at war. Here is what he says: we have become different. There has been a shift in thinking. There are 300,000 of us who have fought and are fighting, and we do not just talk about national unity, we really want it. Whoever has not experienced what unity is like will not understand. It is when your brothers are next to you, and you can calmly give your life for them. We are all different, and we are brothers. Then we come back to civilian life and nothing has changed there. Nothing. The same false patriotism in the Knesset, on television, the same shouts in the streets, in traffic jams. And it turns out that we are returning to the same country as it was before October 7th, before the war. There are many of us, a million with our families, those who really want unity. We are a force. This is happening for the first time ever. This cannot be missed. What to do? These are indeed a million people who are completely involved in this. It is like a call to some movement. My response: this should be a socio-political movement specifically of those who have fought. Question: specifically those who have felt what unity is like? Answer: yes, typically, such people are the ones who create new movements. Question: what advice do you have about where to start? Something step by step. They have this desire, they are all passionate about it. The war is still going on. It is still unknown how long it will last. And they do not want to see this disorder, the instability that is here. They want to feel unity. They have felt what it is like and they want to live like that. Answer: they want to live like that because there is a lack of an idea in our life. Comment: exactly. They have been captivated by this idea of unity. He feels brothers. He knows what mutual guarantee is. From the heart, not just with words. My response: my hands drop when I look at what is happening and when I think about them. Comment: this is the country's gold reserve. Probably the most precious thing that has been created during the entire existence of the State of Israel. How can we not squander this precious thing? If you could hear how he talks. He says this choking. He left a voice message on WhatsApp. My response: I believe that the only thing we have is to create a new Israel from these guys. That is all. Exactly from them. Question: so must there be some will from the politicians to meet the guys like that? Or should there be the will of the people for these guys to replace all the old folks, replace all the politicians? Answer: I think we would find all this among these guys. Question: would we find both politicians and everyone else among them? Answer: yes, we should not bring anyone from the old guard, from the outside. We must not. Look at what they babble on television. Question: yes, that is why there is this outrage among these guys that you come back home and it is like you are returning to pre-war times with demonstrations and everything. So do we need to build a new country from them? Answer: yes. Question: who will let them into this structure? Or should they themselves create such a movement? What do you think? Answer: they should create such a movement themselves, socially and politically. They all need to come together and outline a clear plan of action. Question: do they have the mind for this? Answer: I do not know, it is very difficult. Because they have to stand up to our wise politicians. Question: yes, and they are very wise to just take and play everything like that. Under the carpet, as they say. So, is all this wisdom of a politician and wisdom of an economist largely unnecessary? The wisdom of a Knesset member. Answer: No, only mutual connection is needed. Question: and then wisdom will come? Answer: then everything will come. Question: so if they carry this flag of unity further and further, then specialists in economics, diplomacy, and politics will be born here, right? From their movement, they will be able to put forward such guys? Answer: yes. Question: and professionalism, years, experience is not important here? Answer: nothing. Question: do you attach such importance to simply this state of unity, which is the basis for everything? Can the country be built on this foundation? Answer: yes. Question: one more question. We always talk about the higher power, about the Creator. Where is the Creator in all this? Answer: the Creator is in people. Question: so this desire for unity? Answer: this is the Creator within them. Question: then it will happen that trouble will recede, sooner or later peaceful times will come, etc. Do you think they will be able to maintain this state? Answer: no one knows. No one knows if they will achieve anything, let alone maintain it. Question: is this unity in the face of an enemy? Is this unity against someone? Answer: yes. Question: you always talk about unity, which is above egoism, above everything. Not just against someone, but unity for the unity of the country, for peace. Can this combat unity evolve into the unity you are talking about? Answer: no, I don't think so. They will not have the foundation for that. Question: what foundation should there be? Answer: the foundation should be that they strive in their unity to rise to a spiritual level. Otherwise, they will not sustain this unity. Question: does this come with the will of the Creator? Answer: this is the will of the Creator, but for this, they must be able to understand it, join it, and accept it. It is possible. And it is with us, somewhere nearby, within these guys. But can we realize it? Question: should this fear be constant? Right now, as you speak, I feel a tremor, hoping that this will happen to them, that they can. Answer: I don't know. We need leaders, serious leaders, who can uplift them. Question: those who know that there will be conflicts and how to rise above them, and so on? Answer: yes, wise leaders are needed for this, leaders who will come and work with these guys. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 19, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 107. Question: what does the land of Israel mean for the entire world group? Answer: naturally we are not talking about the physical land of Israel. We mean the place in the world of Atzilut from which we receive the upper light. Question: what does purity mean in spiritual work? Answer: it means not including any egoistic desires in your request to the Creator. Question: you mentioned the need to be cautious not to make mistakes. What does that mean, and what mistakes can we make? Answer: when you feel the Creator or turn to Him, you must clearly direct yourself to the desire to be only in the quality of bestowal. Question: what is the common deficiency of the ten and how can we awaken it? Answer: the common deficiency is when friends collectively aim with the entire ten toward the quality of bestowal, toward the Creator. Question: does the inheritance of the land receive only those who have accumulated spiritual experience from previous reincarnations, or is it a privilege of the Creator to reward some and not others? Answer: in the spiritual realm there are no privileges, favors, or connections. Everything is solely based on merit. Question: where does the need to strive for truth come from? Is it from the point in the heart or from the environment that is working on it? Answer: most likely it comes from the point in the heart. However, sometimes the point in the heart develops under the influence of the environment. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 31, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Inheritance of the Land. Bring our hearts closer to what we read. Question: Over the years of working on spirituality, we have accumulated stacks of notebooks in which we write down lessons and leave notes in the margins. When making notes, you feel a special taste in it and at the same time an effort. What is the value of taking notes during the lessons? Answer: Once we were not allowed to take notes, we had to remember everything. And this was welcomed. Today everything is recorded, there is no end to it. Initially, I also took notes. I wrote a lot, but eventually I stopped. First of all, it is best to pay attention to the heart. That is why it says to write it down on your heart. This is very important. Even if later your heart changes and what you wanted to remember leaves, still the fact that you brought your heart closer to what you read, heard, and wanted it to remain in you remains, although not that you can always use it. But when you need it, you will remember everything. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 29, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Looking in the book again. Manifestation of equivalence to the Creator. Question: What does a person reveal in oneself on the third day of creation when greenery begins to bloom and trees grow? What kind of desires are these in relation to the Creator? Answer: The third day is a good day of creation when a certain similarity to the Creator begins to manifest in nature, which was created by the Creator. On the third day, the middle line appears between the left, egoistic line and the right, altruistic one. It can be said that the third day is already an opportunity for a person to work with two lines, to be somewhat similar to the Creator in the quality of Tiferet. In a person who progresses from bottom to top, all this is inherent in potential. He can come to spiritual attainment in 10 years or maybe in 10 reincarnations. But when he achieves this and can correctly combine both lines within himself, it is called the third day of creation. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, March 21, 2024. Compensation in the form of pleasure. Question: Your teacher Abesh wrote in the article concerning bestowal, that when a person serves someone important in the eyes of the whole world, he does not demand compensation for this action. This is a unique formula or, let's say, ability of a person. Only a human being is capable of such an action where he can do something for the sake of some great thing and not demand compensation for it, because the action itself is already compensation. The same, of course, applies to the Creator. But how can this be? After all, we're egoists. Where does this ability come from? Answer: The fact is that when you are dealing with someone higher than you, the very fact that you are associated with such a person gives you a reason to feel fulfilled. We see this in many cases in life. Question: But still, a person is an egoist. Why shouldn't he also receive an additional reward beside the fact that he receives pleasure? Answer: No. If a person demands, requests, or simply receives some money or other reward for his special attitude toward another that will elevate him above others, then in this case it will all come at his own expense. There must be one payment: either he receives money or compensation in the form that the very action for the sake of a great person gives him pleasure. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, March 28, 2024. The first day of creation. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And God divided between the light and the darkness. This means that when the light appeared in our world, it became clear that the entire universe consists of two opposite states, light and darkness, day and night. Light and darkness within a person are revealed in relation to one's connection with the Creator. A person who rises a little above himself, above his animate nature, begins to feel that there is light, the light of bestowal, connection, love, and unity. First, he feels light and darkness on himself, inside himself, where light is all good, The good states of connection between anyone and darkness is the opposite. The same applies to heaven and earth, where heaven symbolizes the desire to bestow and earth symbolizes the desire to receive. All this suggests that there are two forces in the universe. The first is the force of the Creator, and the second is the force of creation. They, in essence, develop and separate a person's thoughts. Darkness refers to his egoistic thoughts, and light refers to thoughts directed toward the Creator. And before that, the earth was empty and chaotic, meaning there was no order, no separation of one from the other. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, March 21, 2024. The desire to know the meaning of life. Question: what initially guided you in life? Answer: like everyone else, I was driven by the desire to understand the meaning of life, its mysteries, because I saw that everything must have some form of control. Not a single cell, organism, or the entire universe, if it is an interconnected system, can exist without being controlled, according to what our sciences say. But they only reveal a small part of the nature surrounding us. We scrape off some specks of dust and call it chewing on the granite of science. Indeed, before us stands an enormous granite wall, and where we can chip off a piece, that is our science, and everything else is the unknown. That is how I clearly felt standing before this granite wall, which I could scrape slightly to collect a bit just like everyone else. Newton had a different analogy. He is quoted as likening himself to a schoolboy collecting pebbles on the shore of the sea called knowledge. And he is only collecting pebbles, not even in the sea yet, but on the shore. When I felt this, science stopped attracting me. It seemed so petty and insignificant to me that it was not worth dedicating my entire life, being devoted to it, for the sake of some small, isolated pieces of knowledge. However, that does not mean I disregarded it. Not at all. I still love it, read about it, and stay interested, all these years. Nevertheless, I was strongly repelled by it. What is the point of scratching the granite like everyone else to pick up a couple of crumbs, understand a bit more, and know a bit more? If I were to engage only in my biocybernetics, I would not even understand or recognize it. And what about biology, zoology, botany, geology, mineralogy, earth science, and cosmology? A vast array of other sciences in principle speak about all of nature, about all this granite. But each one scrapes and collects different specks from different places, and from this arises geology, zoology, mineralogy, and so on. What would I gain from engaging in them? When I looked at this, I felt immense emptiness within me. There is nothing worth living for. I was left with only one question: how can I find the meaning of life? What interested me was not the trivial knowledge of partial, scattered, disconnected sciences, each of which scraped together something for itself, but the overall understanding, the design of the universe. This is what is called the meaning of life, because human life, as we observe, is the highest form of existence. What is the purpose for nature? The upper force, call it the Creator, Emanator, or Maker, it does not matter, to create all this. This greatly puzzled me. My whole life until I found Kabbalah turned into some sort of emptiness. I worked, served, opened my own fairly successful business, but all of that was somehow in the background. Inside I felt absolute emptiness and the insignificance of existence. That's how it was. I think today millions, maybe even billions, of people in the world feel the same way. This feeling precedes a person's search and helps them feel the system in which we exist. Basically, I used to ask myself, what is this? Why is all this around me, including myself? When you look at the starry sky and see this infinity, you think and wonder how to understand and comprehend all this. For what? Why? What? There is such a question that comes from the universe itself when you look at it on a dark night. If this question truly torments a person, they come to study Kabbalah. For those people who simply feel a crisis, somehow, they need to understand the system they are in. After all, if they do not balance themselves with this system of nature, do not bring themselves to homeostasis, to harmony, then nature will crush them with its catastrophes, tsunamis, earthquakes, shifts in tectonic plates, and even nuclear war. Then there are only two options: either they start seeking the meaning of life out of animal fear, or they die out like dinosaurs who disappeared because they did not fit the changing system of nature. But dinosaurs did not have another solution. We have a very simple solution: either we change, or we perish. A small part will remain that will still come to balance with nature. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, it may happen like this. Moreover, only those who can participate in integration will remain. They will create balance. All the others will be in this system but not in the earthly form because their current animalistic egoism will not allow them to participate in integration. However, there is an easy way when people, through education and explanatory work, each one and all together helping each other, come to integration between themselves, become similar to nature, enter into balance and harmony with it, and feel all its perfection. I really hope for such an outcome. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Meaning of Lateman's Life, January 4, 2012.